grasses, Panicum. Has anybody grown switchgrass? Love switchgrasses. Really great. Can do really well on difficult soils. They actually, if it's a very fertile soil, they will grow real fast and flop. So don't do them in like your perfect garden soil. Plant them in that tricky soil. But it can be clay or sand or whatever, and they'll do just fine. They can add in there. Lots of different species that will grow at different sizes. This is one of my favorites is purple lovegrass. It's a smaller one, very drought tolerant. It's salt tolerant, so I've used it around like Long Island Sound when I was gardening out there. But you don't have to worry about that. But the drought tolerance is nice. And these blooms, this purple bloom, it'll start earlier in the summer, and it'll last like a month, month and a half. You get a lot out of it. Yeah. Hay-scented fern, that's the running fern. Sun or shade, it's a fern that you can grow in the sun. Full sun, and it'll grow if the soil is moist enough. So get that one. And then here's another fern to think about, a New York fern. I used to live in New York, so maybe that's why it's on there. So mix those things in there and kind of make it happen. Some other resources before we get to the questions. These are great resources to find out more about this kind of stuff. The Ken Drews book, that's my winter read this year. That was written in 1996. People were thinking about this a long time ago. We just weren't doing it. But now we can start, now we can do it and get away with it as designers. Bringing Nature Home, you gotta have that one. That tells you about how, that's when you get to the point where you start thinking about your garden as an ecosystem. You're thinking about, that's what how you're designing your plantings. And so that's, he kind of changed everybody's thinking when that happened. And then of course, Gardening for the Birds, which is a great sort of advice on like what kind of birds like what kind of plants, where they nest on the ground and things like that. And then if you think about it and you want to get some other books, there's some other good books out there. One called The New Gardener's Handbook. Oh, there it is. And then my new book is coming out in June. It's called The New Garden Designer's Handbook. So these are books that I use for the classes that I teach at the New York Botanical Garden and for other people. So I got some cards for that if you'd like anything you heard today and are even remotely interested, feel free to check it out. And that's what I got, except for questions.